1430 WHBL, Sheboygan. News, talk, sports. A service of Midwest Communications. Now, from the WHBL newsroom, here's Mike Kinzel and Rusty Melberg.
Good afternoon, I'm Rusty Melberg. News time is 12 noon. We are at 84 degrees currently in the Sheboygan area. Expect the highs to stay around there with partly sunny skies later on today. Sheboygan police are looking for the people and the dogs that were involved in a dog bite incident in the city of Sheboygan last night. We get more from Mike Kinzel.
Lieutenant Scott Middlestead said it happened about 7:30 last night near North 22nd and Superior Avenue. A woman about 50 years old and a boy about 15 were walking two brown boxer-type dogs when one of them bit a woman who was passing by on the arm. Middlestead said the woman walking the dogs went to check on the victim, who didn't realize at the time that the bite had broken the skin. She realized it later. Middlestead said now they're asking the owner of the dogs and anyone with any information about them to contact police immediately. Mike Kinzel, 1330 WHBL.
Two people were hospitalized yesterday afternoon as a result of an intersection collision northeast of Elkhart Lake. The Sheriff's Department said 20-year-old Stephanie Steinert of Elkhart Lake pulled out from the stop sign at Highway 57 in County MM and collided with an SUV driven by 78-year-old Joseph Tomei of Port Washington. Tomei and his wife, Beverly, were taken to St. Nicholas Hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. Steinert was not injured. That is the sound of the U.S. Army Band at the World War II Memorial in Washington, D.C. this morning as an observance was held for the 70th anniversary of D-Day. The granddaughter of Allied Commander General Dwight D. Eisenhower and the great-grandson of President Franklin D. Roosevelt delivered speeches at this event, the biggest observance taking place on the beaches at Normandy, world leaders gathering there as D-Day launch of the attack on Normandy were the beginning of the end of World War II in Europe. Police are investigating a fatal shootout between a suspect and a sheriff's deputy outside the Forsyth County Courthouse north of Atlanta. The suspect is dead while the deputy has a minor gunshot wound to his leg. Officers with the Milwaukee Police Department will not face any discipline in connection with the shooting inside Children's Hospital last fall. Eric Grillert has more.
Assistant Police Chief Kurt Leibold says the lack of communication was a primary problem during the incident at Children's Hospital last November.
In hindsight, certainly slowing this thing down and maybe luring the guy out might have been an option, but it's hard to say. You know, police officers have to make split decisions.
He says officers never told the hospital or the sheriff's department that they were there to confront a wanted man, but the incident will cause changes moving forward. Police will now have to notify the sheriff's department as well as hospital security if they need to be on county grounds. For WHBL News, I'm Eric Grillert.
The Labor Department is reporting a milestone in the recovery from the recession. Fox News Radio's Rachel Sutherland reports.
The Labor Department says the economy has now recovered all 8.7 million jobs that were lost in the recession. Non-farm payrolls added 217,000 new jobs in May. Unemployment remains unchanged at 6.3%. The numbers are in line with forecasts, but it's not all good news. The population has grown 7% since the recession, so more people are in the labor market competing for jobs. In Washington, Rachel Sutherland, Fox News Radio.
Authorities now say that two bodies found near Lake Geneva were inside separate suitcases, and officials assume that a criminal put them there. The Town of Geneva Police Department released a statement this morning with more details about the bizarre discovery. It happened yesterday afternoon while town crews were cutting grass. Autopsies are scheduled for today. At last word, police were not sure who the victims were, but they tried assuring local residents that they had nothing to fear, and it was an isolated incident which actually occurred elsewhere. Optimism as the Democratic Party of Wisconsin holds its annual state convention today and tomorrow. Melissa Baldoff, communications director for the party, says leaders and delegates from throughout the state will gather in Wisconsin Dells to reaffirm the party's core values, show support for their candidates, and focus on winning elections.
As we gather at the convention to mark another year and take a step towards the future, I think that Democrats are just really filled with optimism and excitement for the new direction that Mary Burke is going to take our state in.
Burke is this year's keynote speaker at the event and the likely gubernatorial candidate to challenge Governor Scott Walker in November. Not many years ago, Milwaukee radio talk show host Mark Belling called government offices on Friday afternoons to see if officials were working. He doesn't do that anymore, and today it's not just the mayor and bureaucrats skipping out for long weekends. The Society for Human Resource Management says 43% of companies with 50 or more workers let at least some of their employees compress their work weeks by putting in longer hours on fewer days for at least part of the year. Some of Sheboygan County's best student video makers were recognized last evening for helping to spread the word about not doing drugs. The Sheboygan County service providers put the contest on for middle and high school students to create an up to 2-minute video to showcase the dangers of drug use. Sheboygan Police Captain Jim Veazer said the quality of the entries were impressive.
When you watch these videos, you're going to sit there and go, wow, this is very informative, very creative, and young people within our community are putting it on.
Of this year's 16 entries, Manuel Vasquez of Sheboygan South won the high school category, while Dustin Eilers of Howard's Grove won the middle school category. Both won $500 and were happy and surprised to win.
It feels terrific. Like, I cannot describe it. I cannot believe I have. They were all amazing videos, and I won. It still packs me right now.
It's awesome.
Now, we are working to get those two videos on our website, and we will be posting a link towards the other videos on our website as well, WHBL.com. As for your forecast, becoming partly sunny later on this Friday, a high near 78. Tonight, partly cloudy and a low near 52. Tomorrow, partly sunny, but afternoon showers and thunderstorms are possible, a high near 82 expected. Currently outside, 83 degrees as we head back to Rush Limbaugh here on 1330 WHBL at 1206.